Avodah Zohar, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zohar Bavli, Daf Vav. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph, Amad Aleph, the last couple of words on the end of the page. Nicha Mil Hashil. Nicha Mil Hashil, Mil Hashil Mehen. It's understandable that one may not lend them items within 3 days of the festival, but why may one not borrow from them? The answer is Mipnei Shehu Kamasi Hashem, because the idolater will feel important that a Jew needs to borrow money from him and will go and thank his idol for this. It's understandable that one may not lend them money within 3 days of the festival, but why may one not borrow money from them? The answer again is because the idolater will feel important that a Jew needs to borrow money from him and will go and thank his God for this. And again, it's understandable that one may not pay back a debt to them, but why may one not collect the debt from them? The answer is that he will thank his idol for helping him to pay off his debt. Rabba Bar Tavlai said in the name of Rav, if there's a possibility that unless he collects it now, he won't be able to collect it later, he may collect it. The Tani Kane, Milvoi Vedes Be'edim, Ein Milvoi Vedes Beshtar. A proof is from a Baisa. The Baisa says one may collect a debt that might be lost. This refers to a verbal loan that was borrowed only with witnesses, but without a document. Since the borrower could deny having borrowed it, it's called a debt that might be lost. But there's no concern that a loan borrowed with a document will be lost, as the borrower cannot merely deny it. And the Gemara responds to that, no, even a loan with a document might be lost, because sometimes the idolater might avoid repaying it completely, and therefore even such a loan may be collected on the day of their festival. Maika Doin, the Gemara asks, if so, when did the Mishnah say that one may not collect a debt? Milvo Ivedes, Shalom Bemashkoin, Ein Milvo Ivedes Bemashkoin. A loan without collateral might be lost. A loan with collateral will not be lost. Ashkach Tani al-Kazmaisa, Milvo Ivedes Be'edim, Ein Milvo Ivedes Beshtar. There's a brisa that teaches, as we originally learnt, a loan with only witnesses but not a document is a loan that might be lost, but a loan with a document is not lost. Taman Tanin and Rebuda Oimer, Ishu Leisa Submiplation Nivol, Hu La. We have a Mishnah in Moed Kopna that says, Rebuda says, a woman may not plaster her face for hair removal on Chol HaMoed as it pains her, as long as it's still on her skin. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Mana, Chadam Abbasidji, Matirosei, Bemoyed, Nechaku, Abbasidji, Matirosei, Lacha Moyed, Asa. There was a dispute between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Mana. One said that the Tanaim disagreed when she will remove the plaster during the Moyed, but all agree that if she will only remove the plaster after the Moyed, then it's prohibited. Yucharana Ama, Abbasidji, Matirosei, Lacha Moyed, Nechaku, Abbasidji, Matirosei, Betoicha Moyed, Mutter. And the other opinion reasons that they disagree over when she will remove the plaster after the Mayed, but if she removed it during Chol HaMoed, then all agree that it's permitted. Uliyadin man amada or man amada, they didn't know who held which position. Mimada am Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda kedate kamad Rabbi Yehuda ama taman nivul shah nivul kain hu ama hacha soas shah soa. However, from the statement of Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that when Rabbi Yehuda said that one may collect the debt from an idolater before their festival, he follows his reasoning that a woman may not plaster her hair, her face, on Chol HaMoed. Just as Rabbi Yehuda says that there's the temporary pain for her during the Moed, if she does this, which is prohibited, even though she'll be happy later on, so too may one collect the debt from an idolater before his festival, even though he will be happy later on, he is pained at the time of the repayment. Habidu Ama Basidju Mutter Moisa Basichamoyed, Nechaku Abba Basidju Mutter Lachamoyed, Asa. Let's say therefore that it's Rabbi Chanina that said that they disagree over plaster that will be removed before that will be removed during the Moed, but if it will be removed after the Moed, all agree that it's prohibited.